Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. When most people hear the word hypnosis, they think of those variety shows in which a hypnotist gets people to do very embarrassing things.
When I wake you up, you will be pregnant chickens.
But what if you could use its obvious power for something greater than just entertainment? What if you could use it to help people overcome fears, like the fear of dentists?
Are you in any way afraid right now? Or do you
a little bit afraid of pain.
That's Gerd Rieger. He's come to the dental practice of Dr. Elisabeth von Nozunski in Berlin to get a new crown fitted. Unlike in a regular dentist practice, in addition to anesthetic, she uses hypnosis.
Alles klar? Mm-hmm. Bisschen nervös.
The consultation begins with Dr. von Nozunski lulling him into a trance.
Mit der Atmung und der Konzentration in dich hineingehen kannst.
Once he's in the trance, she gets him to lift his left hand. She instructs him to only move it if he feels pain. It's sort of like their little pain barometer.
Die linke Hand passt auf die.
And then she goes about her dentist work seemingly with no restraint. Pulling, scraping, even giving Gerd instructions, like to open his mouth a little wider, which he then follows.
Well, I'm aware that she's speaking to me now, but on the other hand, in my thoughts, I'm away.
And then, after about 30 minutes,
drei, zwei Augen auf,
it's over. She counts back from three and wakes him up.
Hast du was gespürt? Ein bisschen?
Schmerz? Ja, ja, ich war weg.
Afterwards, he confirms, though, that he actually did feel pain. But he says that he just reinterpreted the pain in his dream world, so that it never became conscious in this world.
I didn't want to feel the pain. Therefore, I found a way to reframe it as a color in this case, and then I went back.
So the pain was there, but according to Dr. von Nozunski, his brain chose to recategorize it.
Im Gehirn kommen zwar
pain signals do arrive in the brain, but they get changed on a neurological level so that we barely feel the pain, if at all.
It's because of these incredible results with pain that many people like Gerd visit the over 150 dentists who offer hypnosis in the city. And Berlin is not alone in its enthusiasm for this ancient practice.
Germany has the highest percentage of hypnosis dentists throughout Europe.
That's Dr. Albrecht Schmierer, founder of the German Society of Dental Hypnosis. He says around 20% of German dentists already offer hypnosis as an option. As it gets accepted by more of the medical mainstream, perhaps one day hypnosis will be taken just as seriously as laughing gas. For NPR Berlin, I'm Tony Andrews.